USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a California police officer is killed, allegedly by an illegal immigrant, President Trump again calls for tougher border security, tweeting, "Time to get tough on border security and build the wall." The Stanislaus County Sheriff says of the massive manhunt that continues for the suspects,
"We have multiple teams utilizing our federal law enforcement partners, state and local partners. We have multiple teams out chasing down multiple investigative leads. We're not sparing any expense to hunt this suspect down and bring him to justice."
Officer Ronald Singh was shot and killed after he pulled the man over for suspected drunk driving. Congress still deadlocked over funding for the border wall the president wants, so the partial government shutdown is now expected to continue at least through this upcoming weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
In yesterday's Wall Street trading, at times the Dow was down by hundreds of points, but in the end it closed up by a couple of hundred. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's been a wild couple of days on Wall Street with huge swings. On Monday, Christmas Eve, the Dow losing about 650 points. Then after Christmas, a more than 1,000-point gain. But after ups and downs Thursday, Wall Street will open this Friday morning with the Dow up 260, the Nasdaq up 25, and the S&P 500 up 21.
The vast majority of Americans say in a new Gallup poll that religion is important in their lives. It shows 72% of Americans feel that way, but only 46% of Americans believe religion can answer all or most of today's problems. A new study says skipping breakfast for even one day a week can raise your risk for type 2 diabetes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Boston Marathon bomber is appealing his conviction. Lawyers for Johar Tsarnaev filing an 1,100-page appeal explaining why they believe his conviction should be overturned. Among their claims, that his trial was unfair because it took place in Boston, which was still traumatized by the 2013 attack. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen heading to the U.S.-Mexico border today. She'll be in El Paso, Texas, and Yuma, Arizona on Saturday. This after Nielsen said Wednesday that she had directed a series of what she called extraordinary new protective measures for migrant children. A gun rights group is filing a lawsuit to overturn the Trump administration's planned ban on bump stocks. Gun Owners of America and others filing the suit in the Western District of Michigan. Bump stocks can be attached to semi-automatic weapons, causing them to fire very quickly, almost like an automatic firearm. The shooter in Las Vegas that massacred 59 people used bump stocks in that attack. The Trump administration announced the ban on bump stocks on December 18th. And Texas residents are particularly mourning the death of the nation's oldest man. Austin resident Richard Overton passed away last night at the age of 112. He was also the nation's oldest war veteran, having served in the Pacific during World War II. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.